being a woman trying to sing like Bowie, mm-hmm. you automatically are not going to sound like a copycat, but will take you somewhere. So I just want to be really dramatic for once. I have a history of being quite a minimalist singer, and I just want to be maximalist for once.
The voice of the Cardigans, following the David Bowie school of singing, is only part of the ornate pop sound of A Camp. And the trio is back with a second album, drawing as much from girl groups as a trip to Africa. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. The trio A Camp is a pair of Swedes and an American, inspired by classic sounds from the States, romantic melancholy, and the past. Doing the singing is a name from recent music history, Nina Persson of the Cardigans. And with husband Nathan Larson and pal Nicholas Frisk, she's been exploring some different musical territory. Started as a side project in the late 90s, A Camp released its self-titled debut in 2001 and now fills out and polishes up that rootsier sound with the new album called Colonia. Overall, it's an exploration of pop songcraft, but I asked the band about a few other themes and influences on the record when A Camp stopped by FUV. The thing that struck me at first about it, and the title of the album, Colonia, kind of hints at it. And then the opening line of the first song on the album, Let's Party Like It's 1669, really suggests a love of history. Are you all sort of history buffs, and is that a big part of it for you?
I think we are. Not in a very accurate way, though. It's not like we read very, you know, precise historic books, but we're incredibly fascinated by history according to us, if you see what I mean. Whatever we're interested in, we always dive back into that specific field. We don't know a lot of kings or warriors or state leaders, you know, or dates even, but it's really fascinating. And especially on this record, we indulged in the history of colonialism, the history of medicine, actually, like lots of different things that going back. So we are in our own way, but we, if you would try to challenge us, you would win.
No, we're in more historical fiction and like revisionist history than
Tie me to the mast, cast me in irons. I hear the sirens, they sing of desire, the fatal kind. This love is my last, my final possession, most violent. It's a beautiful mess, and it's deep down, down. It's really deep down, down. And I let go if you just tell me. Give back the pieces of dreams that you sell me. They trick my mind.
Nina, you mentioned being inspired by colonialism, and I read something that there was like a trip that really inspired this record for you. Tell us about that.
Yes, something that I had never in my life thought would occur to me is that I went to Africa and came home very inspired. That's something and that was not anything to do with African drums or tie-dye or anything. But I went to visit a friend of mine who is Namibian and lives in Namibia. No, she lives in Cape Town, as a matter of fact. But I visited her in Cape Town, and we drove on a camping trip up through the Namib Desert for a week and camped, like, in the desert. And that was a really large experience for me, because I've never been a much of an outdoorsy person. So we did that with this really stark nature. And she's a German Namibian girl, so she is of German descent then. Her ancestry are these colonialists, and the country is very interesting, very sparse and very stark and very marked by colonialism, kind of. So spent 6 days in the desert, and suddenly you roll into the first town and it looks like Nuremberg or something like that, and you can buy German baked goods, and it's really scary, actually. it's amazing.
Like stuck in time
completely. Yeah,
see the people headed for disaster, standing in line just looking for a little fun. Love is a fire, a hot hot blaster. We're the Belgians burning in the Congo sun. We're believers trusting strangers. Any monkey looking like a savior. It's a riddle hell. We're still living now. Oh, how little we know. Oh, don't you know love is stronger than Jesus? Don't you know love can kill anyone? So bring it on, war's some diseases. Love
the latest from a camp. That's an acoustic version of Stronger Than Jesus, recorded at FUV. Hear the complete interview and performance in the online archives at WFUV.org. Take 5 is produced by Sarah Wardrop.